Okay, Ray, let's do this. Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with my fine producer and engineer, Ray Allen, who is on the other side of the glass, but he does hand motions and everything else that communicates with me, so I can pretty much tell we're on the same page on this Tuesday, November the 10th, 2015, coming to you from AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice. We stream the show. Very easy for you to hear the program. Even if you're not anywhere near a radio, if you're around a computer, you can go to buckmastershow.com or kvoi.com. Also, try to make it easy for you at buckmastershow.com to make, in case you would like to listen to any of our shows, really going back almost 5 years, we've got them all archived for you. We're going to begin with our contributor in Washington, Terry Bracey, 1220 or so, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman, gives me kind of a moderate thumbs up for the market. Then at the bottom of the hour, Joan Lionetti, the longtime leader of Tucson Clean and Beautiful, will join us. Then we'll wrap up the hour with our Every Other Tuesday Arts Report presented by Fox Tucson Theater. Our live line number 790-2040, the Facebook page under my name, easy to find, Bill Buckmaster, and we're also now doing Twitter, that's at Buckmaster Show. Let's go now to the nation's capital, Terry Bracey, our expert on Washington and governmental affairs. Mr. Bracey has enjoyed a long and distinguished career, beginning as a key aide to Congressman Morris K. Udall. He went on to serve under four presidents of both parties. He's senior partner in the respected government affairs firm of Bracey, Tucker, Brown, and Valenzano, which represents, among other top clients, the city of Tucson and the Central Arizona Project in D.C. Terry, how are you, my friend?
Sitting in the rain here, Bill.
You getting some rain?
We're getting fall weather in Washington, and it's not pretty.
Yeah, but well,
I was in Tucson last week for a couple of days and greatly enjoyed the weather and the people and the old friends, and it was a great time.
You know, a lot of the football fans are now saying, well, it's basketball season. Because the football team has been rather disappointing out here in Tucson and UA land, but basketball season getting cranked up.
Well, you know, I'm a big Wildcats basketball fan. We have a whole bunch of us back here, old grads who get together, and we get the Pac-12 network now, so we can see. I'm excited about this player, Ryan Anderson, who people I've known back here tell me he is just terrific. He was a transfer to the U of A, and I'm reminded of that season when we were not expected to do much, and Derek Williams all of a sudden appeared on the scene and brought us, I think, to the Elite Eight. So I think it could be a different and exciting season for the Wildcats.
A lot of fans looking forward to it. Terry, for some time you have been predicting that there would be a federal budget deal. Indeed, looks like that's the case. Give us a sense of what it is and what it might mean for Tucson.
First of all, Bill, it adds $80 billion to the federal budget, split evenly between military and domestic spending. Those numbers don't include $32 billion additional, which goes into a special emergency war fund, which doesn't count against the caps. That brings total federal spending to almost $4 trillion for the next fiscal year. And to raise money for the cuts are for the new budget. There were cuts in Medicare payments to doctors and hospitals and changes, which I don't fully grasp, to the Social Security Disability Program, but I do know that those cuts are getting mixed reviews. But the most important thing that it did was set a template, Bill, for future agreements, which basically is that any increase in defense spending is going to be paired with an increase in domestic spending.
So, Terry, what does all of this mean for us here in Tucson?
Well, in the near term, we'll know on December 11th when this new money is allocated to the different appropriations subcommittees. We'll see which areas of domestic spending are going to be emphasized. But, you know, on the domestic side, a combination of the budget deal and a six-year transportation bill will probably provide new opportunities for us to compete for federal funding, crucial projects, Bill, like down at the Mariposa entry point where we have a state road, a two-lane state road, and a terrible need to widen I-19. It might also help with the Sonoran Corridor. So it puts us in a position to, for the first time in a while, to compete for a lot of infrastructure money. And, of course, on the defense side, you know, defense money helps Davis-Monthan and Raytheon, so a lot of jobs there. You know, federal funding plays a huge role in Tucson life.
Can you articulate a little bit about some of the more, some of these federal funding projects, some of the ones that will be highly recognizable to people, I'm sure?
Well, you know, there are really three kinds of federal investments in our town. The first is what I would call sustaining investments. They're reoccurring and job producing. And the first is the Central Arizona Project, which provides our water. Secondly, Davis-Monthan and Raytheon, which, you know, in combination produce a couple billion or more in our economy with jobs and spinoffs in other areas. And then we have the U of A research dollars. People forget that the University of Arizona is one of the very top recipients of federal research dollars, reaching into the hundreds of millions, which really pay for a lot of jobs at the University of Arizona. Then there is our national parks and monuments that are all federally funded and so on, and their tremendous impact on tourism. And at last but not least, in the sustaining category, you have to think about Medicare and Medicaid. And even though they're technically transfer payments, they really underwrite our hospitals and our medical practices. So, Bill, that's one whole area. Another area, I would say a second area, is what I would call anchor investments. So let's look at the Tucson downtown. You know, first the federal government built the DeConcini Courthouse. And then it restored the historic depot, and then federal money. And this is with the leadership of mayors and consuls and the cooperation of congressional members of both parties. We've got money for the Fox Theater. We got money to build the MLK apartments downtown. For a dollar, we were able to buy the Thrifty Block and develop it, buy that from the federal government. And when the feds looked at all of this investment in our downtown and it came time to compete for Tiger grants, that's one reason we got the streetcar, because of all that previous kind of anchor funding. So yeah, that's another category. A final category, Bill, is infrastructure. So if you go take Tucson from the east side, federal funds started the Houghton Road extension. Midtown, it built Cobb Road. Federal funds built the Keno Parkway and I-10. And then it also built our very crucial flood control projects that would protect our downtown. So it's a huge, huge factor in our economy.
It is a huge factor, and it's not usually talked about very much, but I was reflecting about downtown, when you think about the downtown renewal, people had been saying for years, what is it going to take? And it really took federal investment, didn't it, to kind of get the ball rolling?
Yeah, and it went over many, many years. It began back when Tom Volge was mayor, and then Mayor Miller, and then Mayor Walkup, and finally Mayor Rothschild did one of the best building projects that the federal government's seen in a long time with the streetcar. They are very pleased with what's happened to Tucson's downtown, and the federal government feels like it made a great investment in it.
You know, and it's come up before about when we've talked about the streetcar, whether there could be an extension with federal money out to the airport someday. Do you think that's possible?
Yes, I think that our transportation, I met with recently with our transportation department, also with mayor and members of the council. There is a growing sentiment in the community, apparently, to get new streetcar lines, and a study is going to be done in the very near term to look at all the various routes, the alternatives analysis, and get us in a position where we once again can at the proper time, reach in and try to get some federal help. You know, it's the streetcar has been an enormous success, Bill. The top predictions were that we'd have 3,000 riders a day, and we've had up to 4,000, some days 5,000 riders a day. So it's been a real hit, and interestingly, itself has become an anchor investment, because what I'm hearing is that almost $1 billion in new private and public investment is being caused by, you know, by the by the existence of the streetcar. So one thing leads to another, and it's, you don't want to exaggerate the impact of federal funding, but it's well for us to take note that it is a very crucial part of our economy.
All right. Terry Bracey with us from Washington, D.C. Terry, thank you very much, and we'll talk to you in December. Thanks.
Look forward to it, Bill.
All right. Terry Bracey, bye-bye. Our contributor in Washington, D.C. on governmental affairs, as we push now toward 12:16 on this Tuesday afternoon on the Buckmaster Show. This portion is presented by Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson. So much to do. If you haven't been over and checked out the world-famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument, you're missing something. It's a great place to visit just north of Silver City. Great places to stay, like Bear Mountain Lodge, Casitas de Gila Guest Houses, and Manzano's RV Park. Find out more about Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, on their fine website, southwestnewmexico.org. We'll be right back.
Do you know where to throw?
You can be part of the solution this Saturday, November 14th from 10 until 2. The City of Tucson Goodwill and Tucson Clean and Beautiful will offer free document shredding, e-waste collection, textile recycling, and compost demonstrations.
We'll be taking your old broken computers and all your unwanted clutter for recycling. There will be a thrift shop fashion show and delicious food and fun for the entire family.
Saturday, November 14th from 10 until 2 at El Rio Neighborhood Center. Learn more at nowheretothrow.com.
Hi, Financial Whiz Kid here with some tax advice for you. This year, you can make a charitable gift to Christian Family Care and help provide safe foster homes and caring parents for kids who really need them. The Arizona Foster Care Tax Credit lets you donate hundreds of dollars to this worthy cause and take a state tax credit for all of it, so there is no expense to you. And chances are, you can claim it on your federal taxes too. It's so simple, even a kid can do it. To learn more, visit fostercarecredit.org. That's fostercarecredit.org.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary works to end the senseless abuse of horses and burros so these noble creatures can live free of pain and suffering. Its ranch in Amado is home to dozens of rescued equines who receive special care as they await new, loving homes. Won't you help? Visit equinevoices.org. Equine Voices, a voice for all equines who cannot speak for themselves. Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
Not only is he a certified financial planner, but in my book, Shelley Fishman is a certified nice guy. Hello, Shelley.
Hey, Bill. How are you today?
Very good. And we had a Tuesday on Monday on the market.
Yes, we did.
Because normally the Tuesday and blues happen to coincide with the Buckmaster Show and our Money Maker Report. But today, we don't have to worry about it because
the market's flat.
So I want to talk about something else. And I want to talk about the whole thing about a financial legacy. When is it too late, or is it ever too late to leave that kind of a financial legacy for your kids?
Well, it's never too late to do something if you haven't done it before and you feel the need to do it. The effectiveness of that kind of planning, of course, becomes less and less viable the older you get. However, there are some ways, and there's kind of surprising ways, that people can, in fact, have their cake and eat it too, by which I mean be able to utilize the funds that they have saved for their own retirement, at the same time not feeling guilty about using those funds up and not being able to leave them to their kids. And the way to do that is with life insurance, believe it or not.
Hmm.
Now, life insurance is something you have to qualify for, and so not everybody can get it. And the older you are, number one, the more expensive it is, but number two, the more likely you will have something in your health characteristic that makes it more difficult or more expensive to get life insurance. I'm not talking about term insurance here, Bill. I'm talking about the kind of insurance that when you die, you will still own that insurance, and that insurance will then pay up. And there's several flavors of that kind of insurance, but most of the time what we're talking about here is called universal life insurance, UL, and it has a guaranteed lifetime rider. In other words, what happens is you're not in the insurance for the cash value that builds up in the policy. You are there for the death benefit, because that death benefit then becomes the legacy you leave for your kids. And some of the policies that are available are really kind of interesting. For instance, you can buy a universal life policy on you and your spouse. So it's a second-to-die policy. They turn out to be a lot less expensive than single-life policies. And the healthier of the two people in the couple is the one whose health characteristics really drive the price of that policy. Just to tell a story, maybe a little bit out of school, this past April, I'm standing at the bar at the Paris Opera during an intermission, not the Paris Opera, the Rome Opera, of the intermission of Lucia di Lammermoor. My phone rings. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, this is pretty cool. Let me pick this up. I mean, who's calling me now? Well, and it turned out to be a client who had this question. She and her husband both had good pensions from defined benefit plans, but hadn't saved a great deal of money and were concerned about leaving a legacy for their kids because they were concerned about spending the money they had saved. And we talked about it, and when I got back, they were just thrilled that I had kind of picked up the phone from the Rome Opera. But we talked about it. We applied for a second to die policy on the two of them, and were able to get a policy that, number one, would not be taxable to their estate.
Right. That's
number two,
so important.
Would not be taxable to their two kids when it paid off. And number three, when you did the internal rate of return on the investment, it turned out to be a pretty darn good investment. It's on the conservative piece of their portfolio. If they live to 100, the return, untaxable, is between 2 and 3%.
Wow.
Now, you know, you can't buy treasuries at 2 and 3% that are guaranteed and that have no tax consequences whatsoever. So it's, number one, a good investment. Number two, it means so long as they pay their premiums, they don't have to worry about whether they spend the rest of their retirement savings. They have the cash flow to do it because they both have pensions from their jobs. And it's just a win-win solution for everybody. And you'd say, well, sounds too good to be true. What's in it for the insurance company? Well, the insurance company is not out to make 2 or 3%. The insurance company makes more than that from their investments. And so the insurance company, as long as you live to about your, the age that the tables say you're going to live to, the insurance company makes money as well. If you live longer than that, the insurance company makes more money. If you die the day after you take out the policy, well, the insurance company is, to use a term of art, SOL. And so the internal rate of return, if you die quickly, is very good for your kids. If you live a very long life, then the internal rate of return is just okay. But just okay is fine.
Are there competing products in that?
Oh, absolutely.
Lots of them?
So, you know, the guideline is always never deal with somebody who only has one product to sell.
Okay.
Get somebody who is, you know, willing to show you illustrations from six or seven companies. Choose an A-rated or, you know, a well-rated company that's going to be there. And price, you know, price these products. They're not all the same. Different companies have different niches that they work in. And for instance, in this policy that I was just talking about, the range in price was almost 40% for the same essential product.
Wow.
So you've got to be really careful. Don't just sit down with, you know, the product of one vendor and assume that's the best one. It isn't always.
The end game, what kind of money are we talking about? I mean, you're paying these, you're paying on a monthly.
Well, you pay yearly or monthly.
Yearly or monthly.
To give you an idea, and it depends on your health and
course.
Depends on your age, of
okay.
course. But two people at age 70 who are standard risks, non-smokers, can buy $1 million worth of life insurance in the range of $15,000 a year. Now, if you do the math on that, if they live for 30 years, you know, the internal rate of return there is in the 2% range. If they don't live quite that long, it's much better than that. So rather than, now you have to include this in your portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than perhaps buying 60 or 70% bonds in your portfolio, you include this as part of your portfolio, make the rest of the portfolio a little bit more aggressive.
So it's part of the mix.
Exactly.
So when you're thinking of that pie chart.
Precisely.
This is built into that.
It's built in.
It's a slice of the pie.
It's an asset that you're contributing to every year.
All right. Shelley Fishman, sounds very good. It's something that we typically don't think about much when it comes to that legacy.
Well, that's right. People use insurance typically for a short period of time to, you know, cover a mortgage or cover something happens while the kids are still in school or whatever. But permanent life insurance can have very useful uses even in situations that you wouldn't suspect.
All right, Shelley, where can we get a hold of you?
BuckmasterShow.com, and go through all the hyperlinks, and it sends me an email, and I call you right back.
All right, Shell, I hope you have a great week.
You too, Bill.
Shelley Fishman with us on the Buckmaster Show.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
La cucaracha, la cucaracha. Hi, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman. Not a very good singer, am I? But you know what? Cockroaches aren't a pleasant subject. And we had them. And I called my friend Shelby Hawkins over at Five Star Termite and Pest Control. And guess what? No more cockroaches. Adios, cucaracha. Hasta mañana. No más.
We're Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona is setting the standard for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. Being accredited with BBB means that your business holds the same high standards and consumers can count on you to keep your word. Hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans use our website every month. Make sure they find your business. Call us today to discuss the many benefits of BBB accreditation at 888-6161 or go to our website at bbb.org/Tucson.
Pedestrian projects funded by the Regional Transportation Authority are now under construction at Treat Avenue and Broadway Boulevard and Craycroft Road in Fort Lowell Park. The crosswalk improvements provide added pedestrian safety. More than 37 high-intensity activated crosswalks have been funded by the RTA to date. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show as we push toward 12:34 on this Tuesday afternoon. City of Tucson, Goodwill, and Tucson Clean and Beautiful are teaming up for a very important recycling event, and it's this Saturday, and it's called Nowhere to Throw, www.elrionetwork.com. The event will be from 10 a.m. to 2 at El Rio Neighborhood Center with me in studio. It's good to see Joan Lionetti again, the longtime director, 29 years with the environmental nonprofit Tucson Clean and Beautiful. She is also the creator of Trees for Tucson, that initiative which started in 1989, focusing on plants and maintaining desert trees. Joan, actually last year, an oak tree that was bred by Savano Nursery specifically for the Southwest was named in Joan's honor. Tucson Clean and Beautiful is a nonprofit organization, the flagship for the community-based environmental volunteer efforts in the Tucson area. Joan, good to see you.
Well, it's certainly good to see you. I feel like I'm being recycled.
Well, it's been a long time that you have been heading up this fine organization, and you've done, I think the organization is so closely tied. When people think of Tucson Clean and Beautiful, you think of Joan Lionetti, and come next year, 30 years, you're going to step aside.
I am.
Why? And, I mean, you look fantastic. You're in great health. Yeah, you're a little bit over 80, but so what? My goodness, you were sharing with me. You don't even take a prescription medicine, which is highly unusual. Most people your age probably take 7 to 10 on average, but you're doing great. But the organization's in good hands.
The right? organization has a great foundation. We have a great staff. And if it wasn't for the community response to what we have been doing and what we'll continue to do, I wouldn't be sitting here.
Tell me about this event, KnowWhereToThrow.com.
Well, this is a collaborative event, like most of Tucson Clean and Beautiful's events, and it's to focus on educating the public in what can be recycled, reused, reduced. And we are finding that a lot of newcomers to our community really don't understand what they can and what they cannot recycle. So this collaborative effort is totally focused on know where and what to throw. And so we'll be including a lot of different segments in waste reduction and recycling, including document shedding. If any of your folks have documents that private, personal, accounting documents, IRS,
we all do. But we're always afraid to throw them away.
That's right.
Because, you know, somebody may get a hold of them.
Right.
So now
you don't want your name identified.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's going to be a great opportunity to bring your documents. Electronic collection recycling, the old computers, the
small cell phones.
The cell phones, all of those things that periodically, too often as far as I'm concerned, become archaic.
They do.
Because there's all new programs and new electronic equipment out there. So you can bring all of your electronic collection equipment. When we have textiles, and when we say textiles, we're saying things like the whole outfit that I'm wearing came from a secondhand shop. Mm. My handbag, my slacks, my shirt, my jewelry. And so you can bring all kinds of clothing. You can bring shoes. You can bring tablecloths, shower curtains, and they will be given to Goodwill for recycling. And of
By the way, you have good taste. If all of your clothes are secondhand clothes, they look.
Well, my whole outfit.
You sure fooled me. That suede jacket is pretty darn nice.
Well, thank you.
Inject here. We had a caller. Yes, thank you, Ray. David called in and didn't want to go on the air. Joan, can you tell him how many boxes of paper can people bring with them? Is there a limit or what?
If you call our recycling information line, Becky, and the number is 791-3109. She can answer that question. She has been the coordinator of this program with the City of Tucson Department of Environmental Services.
I'll give the number again at the end of the interview,
Great.
Too, so folks can write it down. Let's go to the live line. Joan, slip your headset on there, so you'll be able to hear our next caller, and I believe
Hello.
It's our friend Jim Kelly is with us. Hey, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Yeah, hi, Joan. First off, what a great job you've done for the city of Tucson for so many years. I'm so appreciative, particularly with the desert landscaping and desert trees and indigenous plant life. I'm so happy with what you've done for us.
Well, it takes a team, and thank you.
My question is about recycling electronics, whether it be old computers, whether it be alarm clocks, televisions, anything like that. What can we do to recycle those?
Well, you can bring those in, and there is a Rise over on 22nd Street that will take them, not just during a collection period, but will take them year-round. And if they're not usable in terms of some minor repair or adjustments or whatever, there's all kinds of art that's being developed that is sometimes I feel a little out in left field, but there are all kinds of options to reuse and recycle these materials.
And also at the event coming up, there'll be a compost demonstration as well.
There'll be a compost mm-hmm. demonstration by Comcats from the University of Arizona, who have a program down on Tohono O'odham Reservation with the city of Tucson. And that's a great demonstration how each of us, with our garden projects throughout the community, can do composting in our own backyard.
When you started in this business, recycling was just kind of really taking off, wasn't it?
Actually, when I started, it wasn't taking off. We did the first telephone directory recycling program to raise the conscious level of the community to think about recycling.
So nobody was talking about recycling.
We weren't talking about it. And then we ran for 7 years the outreach recycling at 9 of malls throughout the community, city and county. And that's kind of how the curbside recycling really got kicked off. And white paper in city government, when it was computer paper that was bringing money, not colored.
How are we doing with trees? We've got Christmas coming up, and of course, some people want to have a cut tree. a cut.
Yeah, right.
A cut tree
right.
versus a live tree. I mean, nobody wants to say, I've got a dead Christmas tree. No, I prefer myself a live tree.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And for those, though, that do want a cut tree, eventually that tree is going to need to be recycled, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And the city does provide a Christmas tree recycling starting the day after Christmas. So they are recycled. But also, if you want live trees, there are a number of pines, the Aleppo pine and the Afghanistan pine, that are adaptable to desert that you could plant in your yard following. Or try a Joan Lionetti oak tree for a Christmas tree.
Yeah. Where can people buy that tree, the Joan Lionetti tree?
Savano Nursery is mm-hmm. the distributor. They cultivated the tree. It took them 12 years to make sure it adapted totally to our environment.
How is the whole initiative going for the Trees for Tucson initiative?
It's going excellent. We're in the process of looking, hopefully, for our contract with Tucson Electric Power. We've been partners with them since 1993, and also we are partners with Trico, providing energy conservation trees that are be planted for shade and reducing energy consumption. Yes, it's going very well.
We have at least 4 past Christmas trees on the Buckmaster property, and a couple of those trees have just turned into just beautiful, beautiful, very tall, very healthy trees. And believe me, Joan, as you well know, it does help in the summer keep the electric bill down.
Absolutely.
There's no question about it. Having that tree, those trees really do provide that little buffer that you need.
Absolutely.
All right. So final word on this at El Rio.
at El Rio. There'll also be some craft activities and food trucks. And it's basically an information fair, and it'll take place Saturday, November 14th, which is this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. El Rio Neighborhood Center, 1390 West Speedway Boulevard. And if you want further information, call 791-5000.
Okay, and you also gave a number, 791-3109,
yes,
for questions on the recycling,
yes,
and that will
absolutely
be, we'll get folks to the right person.
And if you want any correct information on how to handle waste, mm-hmm, you know, packing containers, all okay of that, Mikey Block that does the polystyrene, mm-hmm, building blocks will also be present to provide information on building materials.
All right, Joan Lionetti, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Bill, again.
Thanks
many years.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope there's a few more. All right, Joan Lionetti with us. We have our every other Tuesday arts report with the Tucson Weekly's arts editor, arts writer, Margaret Regan. She'll be on the live line in a few moments. Stay with us.
It's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson, it's the way to go.
Sometimes opportunity knocks. You've definitely met opportunity, and it may have even found you online. Opportunity also calls. It calls to see if you have an open appointment, even though it's really last minute. It calls to place a rush order for delivery, and it calls to ask about your holiday hours. With Cox Business Voice Manager, you can always follow up with opportunity. So when it leaves a voicemail, you'll get it right to your email, which means all of your important messages reach you online. With Cox Business, you'll never miss an opportunity, no matter how it presents itself.
Bundle Cox Business Voice Manager and Internet for only $99 per month with a 1-year agreement. Plus, get a $150 Visa prepaid card. Mention reward promo to qualify. Online redemption required. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 1/3/16. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Other restrictions apply.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. We have an entire section devoted to the Old West and its heritage. Contributors include Wyatt Earp historian Scott Dyke and Hiking Apacheria's Jerry Egan. We also look back at Old West newspapers and feature a column, This Day in Old West History. It is Old West News from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
What if you could see tomorrow? Now at Biosphere 2, every Saturday, visitors will see and participate in our new interactive series given by elite presenters on what-if questions about life on our planet and the amazing universe. The 2015 International Year of Soils spotlights our November topics included as part of regular tour admission. Join as a Biosphere 2 member and have access to all weekly events in the series running through spring 2016. These special Saturday events from noon to 2 are a unique way for all visitors to interact and engage directly with scientists at the world's largest living environmental research center. Presenters change on a weekly basis, so check our website at biosphere2.org. Asking and doing the big what-if questions is what Biosphere 2 is all about. One of the must-see wonders of the world with tours daily, the University of Arizona's Biosphere 2, just north of Tucson. The Regional Transportation Authority is delivering on its promises with more than 660 completed transportation improvements, pedestrian and bicycle safety upgrades, new sidewalks and bike lanes, as well as roadway transit and traffic signal technology improvements are helping people and goods move across our region. The RTA and its member jurisdictions are working together to offer you more options. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, where the every other Tuesday Arts Report is sponsored by the crown jewel of downtown Fox Tucson Theater, presenting fine live entertainment events and classic films this Thursday. The iconic Chubby Checker and the Wildcats have certainly be doing the twist when they hit the Fox stage. Then at the free second Saturday show on November 14th, enjoy Ryan Hood. And then next week, the Fox will host John Cicada on Friday, November the 20th. The Willis Clan, Saturday, November 21st, the last Comic Standing tour, brings their live stage version of their hilarious show to the Fox on Sunday, November 22nd. So to purchase tickets for all of this great entertainment, including Ben Vereen performing a tribute to the songs of Frank Sinatra and the Broadway Steppin' Out Live with Ben Vereen, that will be on Saturday after Thanksgiving. For more information to purchase the tickets, visit FoxTucson.com. Let's welcome Tucson Weekly arts writer Margaret Regan. Margaret, how are you?
I'm great, Bill, on this beautiful day. How about you?
Doing very well. Nice piece that you had in the current edition of the Tucson Weekly. The Bernal Gallery out at Pima Community College, their art center, does such a nice job, and they've got an interesting show up this week, don't they?
Yeah. Oh, it's a beautiful show. You know, I saw their press materials. There's a painting by Pomelio is the guy's name, Mark Pomelio, and I knew I had to go there. It's this beautiful black and white abstraction that's very geometric, very, very lyrical and alluring to see, but it's also very scientific. You know, it's all divided up in space very calculatedly, very scientifically. And then he, with a lot of his pictures, he also puts them on a curving base. If there's a lot of craft involved, he glues them to curving plywood, which he has steamed previously, and hangs them on the wall. And there's just something about them. I can't get enough of them.
And these are the two art professors at Pima are putting this show on.
Well, they're actually art professors at Arizona State U.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They were invited down. Yeah.
Okay.
They were invited down here by David Andres, and I think I've given David some praise before on air. He is such a good curator, really running that gallery in a very professional way. So it's not just local stuff, you know, which, of course, we have many wonderful local artists, but he does look elsewhere, too. And these two artists are just so interesting. The other person, a woman from ASU, let me see her name, is Susan Viner. She does these very intricate ceramics that are kind of more recognizable than Pomelio's. Her stuff looks like plants, kind of, white dying plants, and there's kind of an environmental message there. But she goes really down to the cellular level
and
in the way that he does and dividing up his geometric shapes.
And for those that have not been there, and I strongly recommend a visit to the Pima College West Campus Center for the Arts.
And by the way, they're having a reception Thursday afternoon with an artist talk, so that'd be a good time to go.
It would be a good time to go, and the works will be up through, I believe, December 11th, and the reception is going to be this Thursday.
Thursday at 4 o'clock.
Perfect.
And both of the artists will be speaking.
All right.
They'll be speaking at 4 and then a nice reception with food at 5.
There you go. Okay. So that was that is the current edition of the weekly, and there'll be a new weekly coming out here in a day or so. And one of your favorite topics will be dance, ballet specifically, Ballet
now
Tucson.
Yeah, this is an unusual twist. Ballet Tucson is doing a steampunk ballet. A new version of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, you know, the famous story of dual personality from Robert Louis Stevenson in the 19th century. So you don't necessarily think it's steampunk going with ballet, and, you know, steampunk is a kind of science fiction. It's about the past, but it's also futuristic, you know, with lots of kind of industrial metals being used and spaceships and so forth, airships flying through the Victorian sky. So it's a weird kind of combination of visual elements, which Mary Beth Cabana, the director of Ballet Tucson, thought would be a really interesting way to tell the story of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, which is in Victorian London. So we have that coming up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Temple of Music and Art, and then a couple of other pieces also on the program, a new Carmina Burana, which has beautiful music. You may have heard that, the famous oratorio. So that should be a really interesting event. And I have to mention, it's the beginning of their 30th anniversary season, which is really, you got to hand it to them, that's no small feat for a dance company to keep going so long.
Has Mary Beth been in charge the whole time?
Yeah.
She has. Unbelievable.
I know.
30 years.
I know.
Wow.
And, you know, originally it was, you know, not a for a paid, you know, dancers were not paid. It was not professional. And about 13 years ago now, she decided she was going to take it up quite a bit, a few notches, hire professional dancers and pay them. So it's wonderful. You know, how about that? Artists getting paid for the work that they do.
Ballet Tucson, the season opener, then you've got a mini preview coming up here in the weekly of the Open Studio Tour this weekend downtown.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's had kind of a harrowing history the last couple of months. For 28 years, the Tucson PMO Arts Council has staged this Artist Open Studio Tour, in which we usually have about 200 artists around town opening their studios. Very fun event. It's really fun to see the artists at home doing what they do.
And go ahead.
I was going to say it almost didn't happen this year. They didn't have enough funding. So then the artists got together, and they staged two of their own in October. But then money came through for EPAC, and they decided to do their Open Studios tours anyway. So now we're going to have a citywide 200 artist thing this weekend, after having had two smaller ones in recent weekends run by the artists themselves.
So this is a really busy weekend. You have Ballet Tucson, you've got the Open Studio Tour, and then downtown at Etherton Gallery, is that opening up also this weekend?
Yeah, Conversations with the Dead, the Texas Prison Photographs by Danny Lyons will be opening Saturday night at Etherton. This is a must-see show. I saw those photographs at the Center for Creative Photography. It's got to be 15 or more years ago. And you see these black and white photos of, you can imagine, the prisons in Texas, totally segregated in those years, you know, so the black and white of the photographs reinforces what you're seeing. But I remember writing at the time, you look at those pictures of what it's like in a Texas prison, you want to get down on your knees and thank God that you've never committed a crime in Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, these are just stunning photographs. They're gorgeous. And as Danny Lyons says in the lead up to this new exhibition of this older work at Etherton, he says, I thought these photos would make a difference, and they didn't, because we have even more prisons today, and they're all, you know, pretty terrible, as we know.
Yeah, so lots going on. And a quick plug for your book. How's the book doing?
Oh, Detained and Deported.
Yes.
Stories of Immigrant Families Under Fire. I'm going to Miami next week to the Miami Book Fair.
Oh, very nice.
So I've never been to Miami before, and that's a very good book fair. And just today I got a request from an NPR radio interviewer who wants to interview me while I'm there. So I'm really glad to bring attention to these issues of the immigrants who are suffering under our current system.
Margaret Regan, out and about, hitting the air. She'll be heading off to Dade County in Miami. Have a great trip. Thank you, Margaret.
Thanks, Bill.
Margaret Regan with us on the Buckmaster Show, this week's Every other Tuesday Arts Report, sponsored by the Crown Jewel of Downtown, Fox Tucson Theater, presenting fine live entertainment events and classic films. This Thursday, you've got Chubby Checker. What an icon. Chubby Checker and the Wildcats. And then at the free second Saturday show, November 14th, enjoy Ryan Hood. Next week, the Fox host John Cicada on Friday, November the 20th. The Willis Clan, Saturday, November 21st. The Last Comic Standing Tour, bringing their live stage version to the Fox Theater, Sunday, November 22nd. Then you got Ben Vereen, Stepping Out Live with Ben Vereen. That will be on the Saturday after Thanksgiving, November the 28th. For more information and to purchase tickets, we invite you to do so. Visit thefoxtucson.com. That's going to do it today for the Buckmaster Show. We have talk here, local talk, probably more than anybody else in town. This afternoon, we've got 4 Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw, his show 4 to 5. And then tomorrow morning, Wake Up Tucson, Chris and Joe, the Daily Double then from 8 to 9 with Christy Simone and a different guest host every day. And then our friend Sean McCluskey comes in with his new talk show called Talk of the Town. And that's on every morning, Monday through Friday, 9 to 10. Then, a couple of hours after that, it's me, Bill Buckmaster, back with Ray Allen, our fine friend, producer, and engineer. Until then, have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.